actually the concrete batch plant. What we're looking at, the silos are the storage for the cement, and the plant is where they combine the raw aggregates, which are sand, stone, and the cement mixture. The batch plant is actually a distribution center, which individually loads a mixer of trucks, combines all the raw aggregates into the mixer trucks, which mix the material on the way to the customer. The process of mixing concrete starts with the delivery of the raw materials. All the raw materials are manufactured off-site. The cement is manufactured at cement manufacturing facilities. The stone and sand are both quarried at various facilities. They're delivered to the site. The stone and sand are stockpiled in outside storage bins. The cement is actually stored in enclosed silos to keep away from moisture. The goal is to keep the material as dry as possible. The raw aggregates are then combined or metered in exact amounts via conveyor belt to storage bins, enclosed storage bins, whereby a central control room is able to meter exact amounts of materials per the customer specifications into the concrete trucks. Oddly enough, the mixing of the concrete itself is done in the truck itself while it's en route to its consumer. It's a common misconception that the concrete is mixed on site, but in fact, at facilities such as the concrete batch plant, it's mixed in the truck.